bonita, pensar pior en tirar de bonita pior en ahí. Sí, sí, this is letter to Alexis, my dear family care of, family da, I'm sorry, at Express Care of Bellevue, copy Dr. Ravi Chandra, dear Alexis, thank you for that Miss Pinter's care, I recall she's a 60-year-old lady that was found to have a mammographic abnormality in the right side, which subsequently led to an ultrasound-guided needle core biopsy, which showed invasive lobular adenocarcinoma of the breast. Largest tumor diameter was 1 centimeter, no lymphovascular invasion. Patient is here. I'm sorry, patient had 2 biopsies done. The second biopsy also showed inside 2 component. 50% of the lesion was inside the lobular. Nuclear grade 2. Largest diameter of the invasive tumor was 2 millimeters. Estrogen receptors are positive, progesterone receptor negative, HER2 negative, K67 was low. Patient is clinically doing well, denied any abdominal pain, bone pain, back pain, or fever, chill, signs for weight loss. Paragraph 15, paragraph. Past medical history, patient has a history of hyperlipidemia and high cholesterol. Paragraph past surgery, right eye and strabismus. Surgery 1959-1975, C-section 1990, appendectomy 1988, and cauterized hemorrhoids last year by Dr. Oredo. Allergies, none. Present medications, Lithia and Lipitor, family history. Father had died at the age of 72 of congestive heart failure, mother died at the age of colon, mother died at the age of 59 of colon cancer, no family history of breast cancer. Social history. One pack per day, smoker for 20 years, put in 1984 drinks, a mixed drink every night. Her menarche was at the age of 12, menopause at the age of 52. She gets colonoscopy every 4 years because of polyps, and she's scheduled to have one now by Dr. Oredo. Patient took oral contraceptives for 20 years, and after menopause, took Premarin cream every 2 days. She just stopped this when the breast cancer was diagnosed. Physical exam, 11 to 12, well, nice work, female, no fiduciary, blood pressure is 120, ability, personality, temperature 9.3, weight 114, this patient is 20, aging, things are marked on Sarmaco, no personal synopsy, as well from the cervical supraclavicular axling layer, no jugular extension, no carotid blue, lungs are essentially clear, breast, no masses, cardiac system, both are from normal, some normal of the calcium, tissue, abdomen, soft, non tender, no personal extremities, good pill pulses, no edema, CNS exam, alert, and no phonological deficits, deep and reflexes, 2 plus symmetrical throat, paragraph. Patient underwent mammogram and the right breast was heterogeneously dense. Our ultrasound of the breast showed focal shadowing at the 10 o'clock position of the right breast, inner to middle third of the breast, measuring up to 4 millimeter in diameter. And a second focus of subtle shadowing was noted in the adjacent 9 to 10 o'clock position, which measures 2 to 3 millimeter in diameter. Core biopsy is done, the results of which are described above. Compression, left, right breast cancer, lobular carcinoma, 2 lesions between 9 and 10 o'clock position, ER positive, TR negative, HER2 negative, Ki-67 low. Here is part of plan discussed at length with Mrs. and Mr. Pintard. I've also talked to Dr. Chandra, whose office will be calling the patient for scheduling lumpectomy. We will get an MRI of the breast and have her see Dr. Sandra Patti for evaluation of accelerated breast radiation therapy in case patient opts for lumpectomy. From my standpoint, she can get she is a candidate for lumpectomy if the MRI does not show any additional lesions. Follow up after the surgery, again I do check it. And the patient copy Dr. Chandra. Thank you. 1.5 seconds.